$1 billion.
You know what, Kevin? It's much like everything else the last 2 years, it's all political theater, and people are going to fall for it, hook, line, and sinker. We are in a very sad but dangerous time in this country. And I don't understand how people can't see that the fact that the government pinpointing to the unvaccinated is the exact same thing.
Yes.
In Nazi Germany. The only difference is we're not getting thrown into boxcars. With that said, all the medical people who given you the facts about the vaccine, that's all said and good, but I still lean on it's not FDA approved, and I don't see how people don't have a problem with the government performing these vaccine raffles. If you get vaccinated, you're entered in a raffle to win $1 million. That should scare the hell out of everybody. They're not gonna do anything with that $6.7 billion that the people want.
Oh, I know.
And unfortunately, nothing is going to happen to Cuomo.
You don't think you got prosecutors right now. You got a bunch of prosecutors that are looking into it big time.
But nothing's going to happen. You're going to have a hard time convincing me that this country is any different than any other corrupt nation on the planet. And if you look at what's being covered, the only thing that's being covered is Donald Trump and the insurrection, but nobody has a response to when you ask these people, if it was an insurrection, how come none of these people are being charged with treason or terrorism?
Good point. Good point, Lewis. Thanks, man. I'm coming up against the bottom of the hour break. Stay where you are. You want to join us? You may agree with Lewis. The only thing missing are the boxcars. That's a pretty strong reference. You know, I'll just say that I've had both vaccines. I'm perfectly healthy and or as healthy as can be. And simply put, that's. You know, do I trust government? No. Do I think that the statewide listening tour is real, that they're really listening? They're not listening. This is like school board meetings where they say we don't want any of this stuff that you're trying to feed our kids. We just don't buy into it. And we don't want critical race theory, and we don't want, you know, new grading systems that start with a 50, what is it, a 50 percent F, where a kid only has to show up, and he probably doesn't even have to do that to get at least a 50% grade. It's just unbelievable. Stay where you are. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. You agree with Lewis, you disagree, call me right now. We'll talk about it right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders general manager Mike Mayock testing positive for COVID-19. That's according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. He has to isolate from the team. He is fully vaccinated. He feels very good, and he is going to work from home until he is able to return. The Las Vegas Aviators, they fall short yesterday as they lose to Tacoma by a 5-4 score. They are now just 1-4 through their first five games of this 12-game homestand. The two teams are going to conclude their six-game series coming up tonight. For Las Vegas, they are going to hand the ball to Kyle Friedrichs, who's being called up from AA Midland to make the start. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Doug.
Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Couple of problem areas through the resort corridor. Two accidents being reported on 15 southbound. One at Sahara, one at Flamingo. The one at Flamingo is off to the right shoulder. We do see that one. Not seeing too much backup to go with the Sahara accident again, but 15 southbound Sahara, 15 southbound Flamingo. That's safely tucked off to the right side. Right shoulder. In Henderson, still working the Galleria Drive off-ramp. She come off of southbound 95. Had an accident there earlier, still being reported. And one on Tropicana over I-15. That's right in the middle lane. Couple of B-side injury accidents on the streets. One at Trop and Pecos, another at Flamingo and Paradise. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get back to our phone calls. You want to join us, you're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Pete. Pete, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Long time no talk.
Hey, I'm glad you found the courage to call in today.
Check this out. I want all your listeners to hear this, and it's a fact. Early in the 20th century, I want to say it's 1904, I'm thinking. I could be off by 1 or 2 years, but there was a smallpox outbreak, particularly in the state of Massachusetts. And there was a person who did not want to get the vaccination, which was being forced upon the people by the state of Massachusetts. That went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the state of Massachusetts. That is a precedent that can be used to mandate on the federal level or the state level everyone get vaccinated. I disagree with it, but I'm just kind of warning everybody out there that it could be coming.
Are you a government skeptic? Do you believe in government?
I believe in the core government, that government provides a core service like the police, courts to decide contractual disputes, and the military, obviously. But I believe that in today's day and age, there's way too much government involvement in people's lives, and too much government red tape in people's lives.
I'm just curious, which of those functions that you mentioned, military, police, etc., the courts, which would you eliminate?
Well, I wouldn't eliminate any of those. I do believe in the court system, because you need a court system to enforce laws that protect citizens. But the red tape and the licensing mandates to push out competition, where big corporations can lobby people so they can't start their own business, or making it almost impossible to start their own businesses because they don't want competition, things like that. You know, the things that hurt our financial freedoms, our economic freedoms, are very troubling to me.
For instance, there have been people that have said, we don't need the Department of Education. Big.
We don't. We've only had the Department of Education since 1978. And if you look at the performance of students prior to 1978 and after 1978, they really haven't done jack.
Yeah. And if anything, they've screwed up our education system.
Yeah, it's gotten worse in many areas, particularly in the urban areas. It's gotten even worse. Yeah, they haven't done it yet. That particular agency is a waste. And I do believe that the Environmental Protection Agency has gone too far in many areas, even though I believe that it was necessary way back in 1970 when it was created, when we had leaded gas and no catalytic converters on cars. I get it. But I think it's gone too far in many ways, the EPA. They've gone too far in many areas.
Hey, Pete, I'm glad you called.
I got a good one before I go.
Yeah.
I got a good one for you.
Yeah, try me.
Hey, Governor Cuomo should have listened to Spitzer's advice and get a hooker.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. You know what I thought he was going to say today? Because at one point during his little taped speech, he said, you know, I'm 63 years old, and I've... Oh, sorry about that. Hang on, I got to actually push the button there to click him off. And I thought he was going to say, I'm 63 years old, and I have needs. I really did. When he said something else, I almost drove off the road. You want to join us? You want to replace Pete in line? You're welcome to do so. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And if you just joined us, the governor today was on a listening tour with Congressman Dina Titus and Zach Conine, the state treasurer. And they're looking for public input, and I just laugh at it because they're gonna do what they want to do, but they're gonna try and find a way to spend $6.7 billion that's gonna be received by the state very soon from the American Rescue Plan Act. Now I thought that it was the legislative branch of government that did this, that the governor didn't really have a say in this. It should be, and I'll just tell you my humble opinion, this is the people's money. Why don't we give it back to the people? Why doesn't the state cut a check for $1,000 or $2,000 to every Nevadan, okay? I mean, we all pay taxes in one way or another, even though it's not state income tax. But we all pay sales tax and property tax and all of that. And my question is, if we're doing this, why not give the money back to the people? Like they do in Alaska. They do this in Alaska because of all the oil earnings, the oil royalties that they make. They give it back to the people. They cut them a check. Anybody for having the state government give us that $6.7 billion back? It's our money. It's the people's money. Why not give it back to the people? We'll see what you think on that. Again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Scott Hammond will join us, State Senator, Nevada District 18 at the top of the hour. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. What does she think of Andrew Cuomo, the governor of the state of New York, who 11 women say he sexually harassed them? And then he has the audacity to say, I'm not guilty as charged. Not guilty. Just go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm so glad you waited. Hi.
Yeah, hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Hey, you're just speaking about Cuomo. It kind of ties into what I'm going to get to here, because he's going to make everybody have the vaccine passport or some type of form to go into any place to buy and sell any goods in New York. And the more and more I keep hearing this, we're getting to the point of what Bill Gates has been working on with MIT for the last couple years, is basically the mark of the beast. You're going to get a vaccine that's going to be put onto your hand, the right hand, and it's going to be in the form of microneedles. It looks like a Band-Aid, and it puts it onto your skin. It stays on your skin up to 5 years. Inside the ink on that, it emits a light, like a light frequency. And when your infrared setting on your smartphone is switched off, you will be able to read that invisible tattoo on people's arms.
Brady, you're making my head hurt and you're scaring me.
I'm trying not to scare you, Kevin.
you really believe that this is what what they're doing? This is what the vaccine's all about?
No, they're doing. Bill Gates is doing this. This is part of the globalist plan. They'll be able to track you wherever you go with your smartphone.
Well,
if you do not have the vaccine, you're not going to be able to go anywhere. They're going to know that.
Wow. Which would make it easy if you were in a pandemic situation and you were looking to say, I don't want this guy traveling to the UK. I'm Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, and I don't want people like that traveling to my country and infecting my country. Wouldn't that be a good thing?
I don't know. I don't want to be able to, you know, my history and my vaccines that I've gotten over my life, I don't really want anybody to know my history. That's a HIPAA law violation. So as soon as somebody scans you like that, they're almost in violation of the HIPAA rights that you have to not reveal your health history. The public under Joe Biden here says, okay, we can ask anybody if you've been shot, you know, given the vaccine in the arm or not. Put your mask on. They yell at you now if you go in the store. What in the hell is going on?
There you go. Brady, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. You want to join us, you want to replace Brady in line, you're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. This notion of HIPAA laws, the HIPAA laws have been violated so many times already with the vaccine, with testing, with having to attest. I mean, that's the latest thing, that you have to attest to your vaccine status, but that's your own private HIPAA thing. Now, you can waive it, you can choose to waive it, and apparently we all have waived it. The only thing I'm saying is that this whole notion of HIPAA and privacy, I mean, I have this core belief, if you will, and it's simply put, that they know all about us. They know whether you drink Coke or Diet Coke or Pepsi. They know if you buy single ply or three ply toilet paper. They know. The grocery stores know this. When you get the card, the Albertsons card or the Smith's card or whatever it is, they know. They track your spending. Do you think they don't know? Now you say, well, should government be able to do that too? Well, I don't know, but government probably does that too. Government probably has access to that. The only thing I'm saying is that this naive opinion that, you know, we have our privacy, it's ridiculous. We don't. Everybody knows everything about everybody else. That's the way it is. Take a quick break. More to come as we continue. When we come back, Jen Psaki tries to defend the Obama birthday bash. Yeah, it was another one of these great Martha's Vineyard things. And, you know, where people are, you know, smashed together. No 6 feet of social distancing, none of that. We'll talk about that and see if there's a defense for that. I don't think there is. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontline to Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's Legislative Report Card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I meant to get this in yesterday and didn't have time to get it in, and I wanted you to hear this. This is Jen Psaki, presidential press secretary, trying to defend the Obama 60th birthday party at Martha's Vineyard, and it was kind of like a who's who. Bono was there, and Steven Spielberg was there, and it was very decadent. And at a time when we're in the midst of a pandemic, there was no social distancing, there was no anything, and I'm not even sure that people were wearing masks. Anyway, Jen Psaki, this is cut number two. From yesterday's presidential briefing. Here it is.
Is President Obama setting the wrong example about how serious COVID-19 is by hosting a big birthday party with hundreds of people this week?
Well, I would certainly refer you to the team who is working for my former boss to give you more specifics.
Vaccinated people can still spread this Delta variant around, so is there concern that this President Obama birthday party might become a super spreader event?
Well, I think, Peter, the guidance is about what steps people can take when they're in public settings.
People who are watching this at home and they see, well, President Obama can have a party with several hundred people. Should they think that it is okay for them to have a party with several hundred people now?
Well, we certainly advise everyone to follow public health guidelines, which I know the former president, who is a huge advocate of getting vaccinated, of following the guidance of public health experts, would certainly advocate for himself as well.
I've got breaking news. I'll fill you in on the other side of the news, top of the hour. But Missouri's governor has pardoned Mark and Patricia McCloskey. Remember them? They were defending their home in suburban St. Louis. And the Black Lives Matter mob came to their front gate, came onto their property. And then an overzealous prosecutor charged them with a felony, with a couple of felonies. Anyway, the governor there has apparently pardoned, both Mark and Patricia McCluskey. That is the way the pardoning process should work. That's nobody goes to jail.